Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and we're just looking to see if we can get any callers out there that would like card reading or pendulum reading. Call in now and get your pre-readings, and feel free to call in and get your tarot card reading. Call in and get your card readings right now. We're just waiting on some callers to call in and get a reading. And we'll just wait for Roy to call in. It's not showing you on there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear
me? I can hear you.
I mean, I'm not hearing you.
Hello.
Hello. This is Adrian on Astromind, and we're just calling back, having Roy on the air. Roy, you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here.
And what's on the topic tonight?
Well, I think the weather changes.
The weather changes.
And, didn't you hear there was a tsunami or something?
Well, there was a tsunami that hit the Philippines just recently, and they had to evacuate the schools, and there's some people that got killed on that, and also like to talk a little bit about dreams, about a dream that I had. That I dreamed about the world ending, and the way I saw the world ending is that we're going to be getting closer to the sun, and I saw beams of lasers coming from the sun burning up there. It was just a recent revelation that I had. And then I saw the ocean covering a lot of people. And this could be part of the prediction that I have, and, you know, about all these tsunamis that they're having in the Philippines. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, we know that in the dream state, you know, a lot of messages can come through. And I feel that this is where a lot of people that have psychic abilities will be receiving their messages.
Well, yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense, especially for people spirit activity that we've been having, a lot of different experiences, you know, with the weather and the sicknesses going around. There's definitely a lot of shifts going on in the universe right now. And, you know, and them talking about the government shutting down, that could be very possible with the amount of debt that we're in right now because of this Obamacare and these wars that are going on. I'm sure that's costing a lot. Is there anything you want to share of that?
Well, we do know that, you know, with all this debt, like you mentioned, you know, it just keeps adding up. I mean, even the food prices in the store, you know, it making it difficult for a lot of people to even buy, you know, their groceries. And, you know, our money, you know, they say the reason that things go up is because our value of our money is going down. So things, you know, are costing more. And,
hello, ladies and gentlemen. We keep losing the connection here. I'm back on the air. We're just waiting on Roy to call back. It looks like we got Roy back on the air.
Let's go ahead and bring him back on. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now.
Good. It seems like we've been having a lot of technical difficulties tonight. You know, anytime you talk about energy or, you know, anything out of the ordinary, it seems like these energies don't like that.
Well, seems like that's the energy starts acting weird when you bring different things up like that. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
Well, we know that we're getting closer, you know, to the end of time. So, you know, there's going to be a lot more experiences, you know, whether that be earth changes or, you know, even our health being affected. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with these frequencies, you know, that we're receiving, you know, to preparing us, you know, for ascension. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, and I think that's why we receive certain dreams, revelations, or synchronicities is usually telling us something that we're going to start seeing more events coming up. And we know the dream state is very real. It's just like, you know, the experience that Teresa's daughter was talking about, how she went to these parallel different dimensions that she got to experience. You know, whether it be, you know, angels, demons, the devil, God, whatever, you know, the main thing is it's all in that super conscious mind that we don't experience every day on an everyday basis, but we can be assured to experience it in the astral realm or the dream state. Some people say the dream state is a lot more real than this reality. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, we know that, you know, each of us, we have all different experiences, especially in the dream state. And that A lot of it has to do with, you know, what messages are coming through, you know, either in helping prepare ourselves or helping, you know, to prepare others. We know that the dream state is just as real, if not more real, than, you know, this reality that we live in. I mean, we spend probably, you know, maybe one-third of our life asleep. So, you know, during the dream state, you know, we're either doing some kind of astral traveling or we don't know, you know, what exactly, you know, what we're experiencing. You know, a lot of people have different experiences, and, you know, and this is what's great about it. You know, each experience is unique or different, and it's an experience. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
I think it's a wonderful experience that we can all experience, you know, new worlds, new realities, new alternate universes, parallels, whatever. Or synchronicities, dreams, even symbolic dreams, you know, like they even have meanings behind it. You know, that, you know, dreaming about the world ending could be something coming to an end that's not for your highest good, and it could mean a new beginning, could mean something bad coming to an end. You know, that's something symbolic to think about. It could also mean that revelation, you know, that this economy or government, corrupted government, is going to fail because it's corrupted. So that's, you know, and anything we know that's corrupted always fails, because I believe that this new Obamacare isn't going to be for everyone's best interest. And I just wanted to share that, Roy.
Well, that's interesting. You know, just like anything, you know, that's new, it might have, it's good at the beginning, but it seems like it always gets corrupted because, you know, other people that are running it, you know, they're not doing this for the highest good of everyone. And that's where the corruption comes in. I mean, it's either for power, money, or control, or whatever. And once that happens, and it becomes corrupted. And I just wanted to share that with you. And what else do you feel, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention that the reason why I say it's not for everyone's best interest is the fact that somebody else is getting rich and it's going in their pocket. And, you know, healing and medical, whatever, should always be something that should be given freely and to help mankind, you know, to heal. Because that's why we're here, is to heal. But when, like you say, when it comes to money, then it's something that turns corrupted.
That is so true. The main thing is, you know, who's benefiting from it? You know, who's receiving their money? And that's where the corruption comes in. The main thing is, you know, a lot of people are beginning to wake up. A lot of people are not in agreement. And I think that's where, you know, a lot of this is headed. That people are, you know, tired of having to pay on this or pay on that. And before you know it, your hard-earned money is all gone. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it even goes to show you that people that can't afford electricity, because electricity is getting so expensive, and they're not making it easier for people that can't afford it, and people that get a job and find out that it's not stable. So I'm really hoping that this whole government thing will just shut down, so that way they could start something new, because that's the only way. Something has to give in order for change to come, and that's kind of where we're heading.
And that's interesting, because there was a guy who came up with the same idea, and he called it Thrive. And in his video, you could pretty much find that anywhere on YouTube. He tells about, you know, the new world that's coming. And in this world, there'll be new technologies where we don't have to depend on electricity anymore. We don't have to depend on fossil fuel anymore. That, you know, see, we have all the ability to, you know, with new technologies, that we wouldn't have to depend on other countries for a lot of our material needs. That we could, you know, do a lot of this here in the United States on our own. And I think, you know, this is where this is all headed. A lot of, you know, our planet is being polluted with all these fossil fuels and things that are being taken out of the earth. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, and I also think that a lot of the ascended masters are not too happy with the government, and so that's another reason why I think we're having all this natural disasters, like the ocean, and, you know, with Poseidon and Zeus. They're not too happy with the way we're running the planet and how we're destroying Mother Earth. Because we look at everything as material, on a material plane. And that's not how the gods look at it. So that's kind of what's causing a lot of destruction and corruption. So I just thought I'd mention that.
And that's interesting, because, you know, on the internet it tells about, you know, thousands of fish, you know, that have been found dead. A lot of animals are dying that are, you know, unexplainable to why they're dying. And, I mean, these are all signs, you know, things to come. You know, that man has to look at these warnings, because, you know, once we lose it all, there is none. So we have to take care of this earth. We have to, you know, give back what we've taken away. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it definitely makes a lot of sense. We are dealing with a spiritual warfare, as well as money warfare, and on a material plane. And we're dealing with a lot of forces that don't want you to spread the light. So we're hoping that we can get this healing over with, and these changes that are about to come before something bad happens. So I decided I'd mention that.
Well, that's true, and main thing is, you know, we're, you know, running out of time. that things are, you know, these signs are coming, and people better be ready and prepare themselves. Because, I mean, it shows, you know, even on the news that stores can be wiped out within hours. You know, the shelves will be empty. There will not be any more food. And, you know, and people, you know, have to pull together at the, you know, not everybody out there, you know, is going to want to be your friend when they're starving to death. I mean, you know, things like this, you know, this is what we're, you know, what's headed our way. And this is like a runaway train, you know, ready to crash. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, I totally agree with that, and I think people shouldn't be getting too comfortable. So this was the lesson that we had to learn during 9/11, is for people not to get too comfortable, to always be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what's going on, and open up your awareness to the possibilities. You know, I think the last time we got just too comfortable, and that's what got us into trouble in the first place. So I think people need to wake up and smell the coffee. You know, that something big is coming, and we all have to be prepared. We have to be ready.
And the only way that, you know, we're going to get past this is by, you know, everybody pulling together. I mean, we are the 97%. And, you know, so we can make these changes. We just have to allow ourselves to, you know, be more giving, be more caring, be more, you know, of unconditional love. I mean, that's what, you know, that's what Jesus spread when he was here. I mean, he could have, you know, had everything for himself if he wanted to, but he didn't. He was always thinking of others and how could he help them. I mean, he even gave up his life for our salvation. We just have to be in gratitude every day for what we do have. That nothing that is here is part of us. You know, we came here with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing. And we have to remember why we're here, where we're going, you know, and everything that we do here. I just wanted to share that. Do you have any more ideas?
Yeah, I just wanted to welcome out some of the callers. If you like any psychic readings or anything like that, feel free to call in. Your guest number is 646-721-9720. Call in and get your readings now. And join our discussion with revelation, dreams, interpretations, and spiritual awareness, and that's, I think you'll find it very interesting to find out, you know, some of the meanings behind your dreams as a result of revelation or symbolic messages, you know, that it could have something behind it. But I know that it has a lot to do with what's going on now with transition that we're going through. Anything else you want to share, Roy?
Well, main thing is, you know, what are we learning? I mean, if we look back into our history, whatever we did in the past didn't work. And by us continuing to keep going down the same path, I mean, that's not working. So we all have to change our way of thinking and start focusing on using our creativity and coming up with new ways and new ideas of how to, you know, and how to do things. I just wanted to share that. And is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to mention, too, that it's interesting how the Middle East or certain parts of the globe have been hit with really weird weather. It seems like it's kind of weird because of all these, like you say, wars and everything. You know, sometimes I think it might be something karmic or something that Poseidon's not too happy with. Anything you want to share on that?
That's interesting because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, the Ascended Masters are just a fairy tale. But a lot of people are starting to find out that a lot of these fairy tales are becoming these are real life characters, and they do have, you know, some influence, you know, over our lives. And I think, you know, as we get closer and closer, you know, to the end of time, a lot of information is being revealed and the truth's starting to come out. What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it definitely makes a lot of sense. And we want to welcome everybody back to our radio show. We're back on the air. And we hope that everyone can open up their spiritual awareness and pray to our Heavenly Father that He can help us to protect us and provide for us the things that we're lacking, you know, and just keep your awareness open and meditate. You know, use hypnosis to help you to get in touch with your higher self. I just want to leave that message with everybody.
Do we have any callers?
Looks like there's no callers tonight. So we'll just leave a message with everybody.
Well, the message is to open up your awareness and to be open, you know, to all possibilities.